After the attacks on 9/11, survivors were helped by the Human Resiliency Institute at Fordham University in New York. Director Tom Murphy explains how similar techniques are being used to provide airport workers at JFK with the personal tools to improve the airport experience for both passengers and workers.
Yesterday I was on a plane and I saw the Delta magazine and was reading an article by Richard Anderson, who heads up Delta, and he was identifying three challenges that he saw aviation facing, and he identified them obviously as fuel, the environment, and what he called congestion. Now all three of those challenges are nettlesome, but I think that there is one issue, namely the third one, congestion, that we can do something about immediately and produce immediate benefits, and that is to mobilize our aviation workforces, airline and airport workers, to counter the effects of congestion on passengers. But to do that will mean supporting them, and I think does mean supporting them, by giving them tools to be able to counter the effects of congestion on themselves so that they can then solve problems and relieve the impacts of congestion on travelers.
When you say supporting the workers, do you mean from the top down there needs to be more backup?
Absolutely. And by backup, what I would say is that the workers need to feel the support of management, namely that management understands that they are impacted by the same pressures from congestion that the travelers are impacted by, and that management is stepping forward to provide them with the tools to be able to, with the resiliency tools, the tools to be able to draw upon strengths.
What do you mean by that?
Well, and that goes back to your first question about reclaiming the sky. What I did is, in interviewing my colleagues to learn about their paths to recovery after 9/11, I found that there were four primary resiliency traits that they had. And so what I've done is I've taken those four traits and I've integrated those into the Resiliency Edge training curriculum. And I would identify those four traits as adaptability, optimism, engagement, and proaction. All of the people that I interviewed that were able to find a way back, and that's why I called it reclaiming the sky, take back hope, take back the sky after 9/11, had those traits. They embodied and reflected those traits: adaptability, optimism. They were able to stay positive no matter how dark the day. They could see something in the future. Engagement. They were able to continue to connection make with others. They did not withdraw and become isolated. And then finally, proaction. They were able to, whatever needed to be done, get it done. Move with, have a bias toward action and move toward action. And so these are the traits that I have integrated into the Resiliency Edge curriculum, and now give workers today an ability to identify their strengths within those traits and help them then use those strengths as a way, as tools I call them. Once they've identified those strengths, they now, we help them build on those strengths as a way to counter the negative impacts of congestion on them and thus deliver a higher quality, a higher level of service, and be able to maintain a high service level and perform at their peak under pressure.
And how's it received, for example, by people at JFK as you're working now?
Like thirsty people in the desert that you give water to. I've just been doing training there, and the people are just so grateful that, first of all, you know, I'm when I come in to do a program, I'm management's ambassador to them, if you will. I'm a facilitator for management to then give these tools. So they're looking and they're saying, management recognizes that I have that I'm affected by pressures just as the travelers are, and so they are grateful for somebody, in this case me, being a facilitator for management, to come in and give them something specific that they can use to relieve their pressures. And then lo and behold, management wins, because now the service levels go up, the passengers are less liable to complain if somebody's solved the problem for them.
That's Tom Murphy. If you have any questions about this feature or maybe you'd like to contribute your own podcast in the future, then contact PTT at ukintpress.com. That's PTT at ukintpress.com.